Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, we got some breaking news for you. DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought you their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings sportsbook app has it all: over-unders, player props, in-game betting, special odd boost every day for all the biggest games. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit of up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, gentlemen, we are ready to kick off Indiana week. Indiana, but we might talk about the Minnesota game a little bit. Hey, thanks everyone for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. We've got a jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. Ross Tucker, looking resplendent in that Army gear, sir.
You like it?
It's
last Army home game of the season, driving up to West Point after the show. Looking forward to it.
It's pretty sweet. Army vet sitting across from me. Just a hint.
Yes.
Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. Don't forget, you can get all our content at sportsnetwork.com, keystonesportsnetwork.com. Download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. And give us a follow on Twitter at KSN Sportsnet. All right, we're going to do quarter one. We got news and notes. Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That's quarter two. Quarter three, we've got your questions, his answers. That means it's Ask Ross, brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. And in quarter four, which is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app, we will preview the Penn State-Indiana game, including our picks, predictions, and bowl predictions. I have a bowl prediction this week.
Oh.
Just throwing that out there.
People come here for.
That's also, Andy,
give the people what they
Andy,
want.
You didn't compliment me on my old beer drinking hoodie that I'm wearing, so that hurt more than a little bit.
How many days a year would you say you wear that, Bob?
Well, in the fall, in the winter, it'll probably go for 20 or 30.
It's a go-to.
I don't think
I've ever seen you without that on.
You're welcome.
Especially when it's November through March.
It's called consistency, Ross. It's called consistency.
Listen to me. I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Comfort.
Yeah, I like, and it's not like you have to clean it that often because it's not right up against your body.
I mean, it's not like I have to clean anything very often.
Unless you sweat through it. Then if you sweat through it, it's a little different.
All right, let's get rolling. Penn State, let's just get this out of the way. They fell from number 4 to 9 in the college football rankings. Feels about right. Let's get going with, though, the real news and notes. The NCAA just recently announced that it shortened the suspension of wildly talented Ohio State defensive end Chase Young. Early shout out to Ross. He was initially suspended for 4 games, including last week's game. That has been reduced to 2 games, and he will be available for, ding ding, get ready for it, he will be available to return for the Penn State and Michigan game to close out the regular season. Nobody's surprised, but I just wanted each of you to give you a little bit of thoughts on it. You called it on Twitter right after it came out.
Well, there's so many. I mean, this could be a whole segment.
Okay.
But this is a Penn State football podcast, not an Ohio State or an NCAA podcast. Like, if you believe for a second that all it was a loan from a family friend so his girlfriend could go to the Rose Bowl, you are delusional. I would love to just be in these meetings when they say, okay, what should we go with? How about let's go with flight for girlfriend. Family friend that he met, wait for it, summer before his freshman year at Ohio State. Now, that's a longtime family friend right there. That is, I mean, they go way back. to 2 years ago.
Penn State, Michigan, he's coming back.
I mean, and then let me say this too. Supposedly Maryland snitched or whatever, and like that's how this came out. If that is the case, then Maryland did Ohio State the biggest favor I've ever seen. For this to come out the day before the Maryland game, and then they play Rutgers the next week, so that those are the two games he misses. I know we're not allowed to swear, but are you spitting me? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Maryland did him an as soon as Herb Street said, I'm hearing the suspension's 4 games, but might get reduced to 2 or 3. Yeah.
Game over.
I laughed so hard because that we know what that means already. It's going to be 2. Maryland and Rutgers. It's a weird thing because I feel like it was like a negotiation, and Ohio State and the NCAA is like, look, we got to discipline them. Ohio State's like, all right, but you don't want him to miss the Penn State game. No, that'd be bad. That it's a national television. All everybody be talking about. How about Maryland and Rutgers? All right, nice to visit with you. Take care.
Or the Michigan game. Yeah,
coming back for the Michigan game.
Yeah, Ross has pretty much covered it.
That's good enough. That's good enough. So I want to talk about James Franklin and the 2-point conversion.
Why not?
Let's do it. So he was. How would you classify it after the game out in Minnesota about his decision to go for 2 there? When question about, would you say he was defensive? Would you say he was aggressively angry? I mean, he's already angry because his team lost, but he did not seem to respond well to being questioned at that point
I think there were a lot of things at play there. I think that was building up to a moment between maybe him and a couple of reporters over time, but
right.
He clearly did not. I think the question was asked, and I think another reporter who I know very well might have followed up in a little bit of a very aggressive way. And James, just tough loss, just got through it, just had to talk to the team, and it was a raw moment for him. And as you can see, he doubled down on it.
He did.
On Tuesday. This I'll just say this. It obviously was bothering him a great deal. But, you know, I just don't. It caught a lot of us off guard that he got that upset about it.
It's really rare for a coach to revisit something like that. So it obviously must have been important to him. I got to tell you, I agree with him. I think so much of the analysis in hindsight is so full of crap. It's so easy for people,
right,
after a decision is made and it doesn't work, to say, that was a terrible decision. You know, that's the beauty, I'd say, now of Twitter is timestamp it, bro.
Right.
Before the decision happens, whether it's the onside kick or to go for 2, say they should not go for 2 here. And by the way, I do the Army games. Every decision they make on 4th down or going for 2 is based on the analytics. They go for 2 a lot. They go on 4th down a lot. The analytics absolutely would say go for 2
there.
They
do, yeah.
My bigger issue with it is, what am I missing? The score is 24-19. If they go for 2, they're within 3. If they just kick the extra point, it's 24-20. Minnesota scores, so it's 31-20. Penn State scores 31-26. They could either go for 1 or 2 there. You'd assume they'd go for 2 there. I don't understand what people are so up in arms about.
I didn't really think it was that. I'm totally missing something. If you have a play that you think is going to work, then run it. I mean, look at what Mike Tomlin and the Steelers do. Look at what Army does. And they had the right play. They had the right play for the occasion. They probably had the wrong running back in the game, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
And if he makes a different decision, I think they score. And to James's, no one's even talking about it.
Right.
No one. It's right. Just because it was they got the 2.
But and I will say this. Anybody you talk to, if you're going to have to go for 2, old school thought used to be stretch the game. You know what I mean? That's not how they do it, because you want access to that information as soon as possible, so that on the final drive they know they need a touchdown, as opposed to, you know, putting all your eggs in the one basket of
right.
going for the tie with a 2-point conversion.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're quarter number one. We're dropping some news and notes on you. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. I just want to drop in that 20 week, because we put it out last week, 2020 four-star tight end. Theo Johnson, he was going to make his announcement this coming Monday, November 18th. 6'6", 240-pound four-star. He's going to delay his decision. Some of the analysis means it has something to do with Penn State. I don't know about that, but its finalists are Penn State, Michigan, Georgia, and Iowa, but he has delayed his decision. They got another one, by the way, Ross. It's up to 28 already. The 2019.
We'll work for Ross.
2020
we'll
class.
For us.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a big one.
I might tap out of that one this year. I don't know.
Our recruiting
Penn
rankings.
I've already had somebody else do it, so since I got ditched by Penn Live, maybe I'll get ditched by Keystone Sports Network too.
So in the last minute and a half we have, since obviously we're going to have Tucker's tape coming up, you're going to talk about the Penn State-Minnesota game. Not necessarily addressed overarching, but I wanted to talk about the defensive backs. Do you think this is an inherent problem, what happened for four quarters at Minnesota? Or do you think this was something that was a bit of a one-game wonder? Do you see this as an inherent problem?
Do you remember
now?
After the Pittsburgh game when Pat Narduzzi, and we laughed, he said the weakness of the Penn State defense was their secondary,
yeah,
and that's what we went after. And that quarterback probably had his best game. They need bigger, more athletic corners almost as much as they need more depth at defensive tackle. I think this was absolutely a problem. I don't think the problem's going away. I don't know if it's a confidence problem with John Reed. I thought he did not have a great day. And when you combine a good offensive line with a quarterback who is in rhythm early with those wideouts, it was no contest.
Yeah,
it was absolutely no contest. If they would have thrown it 30 times, he would have completed 28.
They had him. Yeah, they had him yin and yanging in the running game too with the inside outside. The outside was wide open
because
they had him guessing.
It's an issue. It's going to be an issue in 2 weeks.
A little bit. Did you see any game planning in this at all, or was it just a one game thing?
I think Minnesota played to its strengths.
I agree. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. We're going to talk more Minnesota, Penn State, and quarter number two. Tucker's tape's coming up. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.